Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts, in which people are talking about their favourite series of travel guidebooks. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker particularly likes about the series of travel guidebooks. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the one criticism each speaker has of the series of travel guidebooks. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Travel Easy is the granddaddy of guidebook series, and there are few places they don't cover, often in too much painful detail. I find them best for dipping into. Most of these guides cover a specific place, continent, country, or city, so there's something for everyone depending on how ambitious your plans are geographically. There's some downloadable material, but you'll miss out quite a bit if you try to go green and rely on that alone. What stands out for me are the sections covering the kind of phrases and basic vocabulary you need to get around. The photography leaves a little to be desired, but their hand-drawn maps are handy when exploring somewhere new.
Speaker 2.
I know the Backpacking Basics series have a bit less than others about times and prices, but for backpacking women like me, they're hard to beat. They more than make up for these shortcomings with their in-depth treatment of things like the local music, literature, and food. They go way beyond just travel, so they're better than many speciality guides. You're probably better off using your smartphone if you're trying to navigate your way around, rather than try to make sense of the street plans in these guides, though. A bit of help with the local language would be an idea for the future. But I have a soft spot for Backpacking Basics. There's something friendly about them.
Speaker 3.
Bradley Guides are my favourites. They were publishing entire books on offbeat destinations when others provided barely a page. I appreciate the single voice that shines through, making them more of a pleasure to read than those that feel like they've been written by a committee. I've used their no-nonsense guides all over and found information unavailable anywhere else. You do need to check when they were published, as they have a smaller range of writers than the bigger-selling guides, so don't get revised as often. I expect sales have suffered because they're aimed at travellers for whom, like me, travelling sustainably is important, rather than at mainstream travellers who like their days planned out for them.
Speaker 4.
The Intu guides were started by a graphic designer, which shows in the extraordinary pictures they're famous and widely praised in the press for, and these are accompanied by huge amounts of historical detail. That's not to say they don't contain some useful stuff too. There's a certain amount at the end. But I just feel there isn't quite enough organisational stuff to help you plan a schedule each day. Overall, though, I'd say despite the fact that it reads a bit like an encyclopedia at times, there's nothing like it for really getting an in-depth understanding of a country before ever setting foot there.
Speaker 5.
I bought the Footsteps Guides because it includes several sections written by some of the big names in travel writing, and I wasn't disappointed. I prefer guides that really bring a variety of perspectives to a place and its culture The standard sections suffer by comparison. A little more description and emotion here would be welcome. The text here can be pretty matter of fact. Overall, though, there are still far more pluses than minuses. It's got accommodation and things to do, and it's pretty good on transportation, which may help with planning. I expect some will find the books a bit bulky, although I personally don't mind it.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
Travel Easy is the granddaddy of guidebook series, and there are few places they don't cover, often in too much painful detail. I find them best for dipping into. Most of these guides cover a specific place, continent, country, or city, so there's something for everyone depending on how ambitious your plans are geographically. There's some downloadable material, but you'll miss out quite a bit if you try to go green and rely on that alone. What stands out for me are the sections covering the kind of phrases and basic vocabulary you need to get around. The photography leaves a little to be desired, but their hand-drawn maps are handy when exploring somewhere new.
Speaker 2.
I know the Backpacking Basics series have a bit less than others about times and prices, but for backpacking women like me, they're hard to beat. They more than make up for these shortcomings with their in-depth treatment of things like the local music, literature, and food. They go way beyond just travel, so they're better than many speciality guides. You're probably better off using your smartphone if you're trying to navigate your way around, rather than try to make sense of the street plans in these guides, though. A bit of help with the local language would be an idea for the future. But I have a soft spot for Backpacking Basics. There's something friendly about them.
Speaker 3.
Bradley guides are my favourites. They were publishing entire books on offbeat destinations when others provided barely a page. I appreciate the single voice that shines through, making them more of a pleasure to read than those that feel like they've been written by a committee. I've used their no-nonsense guides all over and found information unavailable anywhere else. You do need to check when they were published, as they have a smaller range of writers than the bigger-selling guides, so don't get revised as often. I expect sales have suffered because they're aimed at travellers for whom, like me, travelling sustainably is important, rather than at mainstream travellers who like their days planned out for them.
Speaker 4.
The Intu guides were started by a graphic designer, which shows in the extraordinary pictures they're famous and widely praised in the press for, and these are accompanied by huge amounts of historical detail. That's not to say they don't contain some useful stuff too. There's a certain amount at the end. But I just feel there isn't quite enough organisational stuff to help you plan a schedule each day. Overall, though, I'd say despite the fact that it reads a bit like an encyclopedia at times, there's nothing like it for really getting an in-depth understanding of a country before ever setting foot there.
Speaker 5.
I bought the Footsteps Guides because it includes several sections written by some of the big names in travel writing, and I wasn't disappointed. I prefer guides that really bring a variety of perspectives to a place and its culture. The standard sections suffer by comparison. A little more description and emotion here would be welcome. The text here can be pretty matter of fact. Overall, though, there are still far more pluses than minuses. It's got accommodation and things to do, and it's pretty good on transportation, which may help with planning. I expect some will find the books a bit bulky, although I personally don't mind it.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.